As we go through the Shemoneh Esrei, there are times where we struggle to have kavana in every bracha. It's natural, it's normal. We're human beings, we're trying our best. The question is, when we have limited capacity, where should we put our efforts? We've learned how important it is to focus on the first bracha, to know what the words mean, and Mitzvah Hashem will learn them in depth. To realize and be aware that we're standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once we've moved on from the first bracha, and we're struggling, where are we meant to focus our efforts? On this, there's an amazing, amazing halacha brought by the Torah. At the very least, have kavan at the end of each bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, chanun hamar b'lislayach, chaynan adas, whatever it might be. Sheyesh me'emeh, 113 words in the chasimas of all the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, meaning the all the baruch atos at the end, contains 113 words. This is significant because it corresponds to the number of words in Tfilas Chana, and also 113 times that the word lev, heart, appears in the Torah. It's telling us that at least these 113 words need kavanas halev. Ultimately, that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is avodah shebalev. So it's really about putting our heart and soul into the ends of each bracha. Even if, okay, stop. Think. Focus. Baruch atah Hashem, chaynin hadas. Just to stop at the end of each bracha, just for a moment, refocus, reframe. Have kavan at the end of each bracha. It's huge. It's not to be taken lightly at all. Mishnah Berurah says it, based on the Torah, V'yargal atzman l'chaban al kol panim, v'chassima shal kol bracha. And a person should at least have kavan at the end of each bracha. So it's really brought l'halacha. It's important, it's incredibly validating, and gives us another way of being able to salvage a Shemoneh Esrei if we don't feel that we can have Kavanah the whole way through. And this is based ultimately on the base of the Kimmel of Mabit. He says, She'ika Kavanah Satvila, Hibitishbacha Sakal, that the Ika, the main function of Tvila, the main intent of Tvila, is praising Hashem. We praise Hashem when we say the bracha at the end of each one. And someone that praises Hashem is answered more than the one who's just asking. So it's really about praising Hashem. That's what comes out at the end of each bracha. And that ultimately is what impacts the bakashas, the requests that we make when we say each bracha. This is an idea we mentioned in the Ilah time, HaKol Heilech Acha HaChasima. That after 40 days of trying and yearning and striving, and our ups and our downs, all of it gets focused into the chasima, into that last hour of Yom Kippur, Ni'ila. The chasima is the important bit. That's where it goes into the kiln. That's where it gets baked for eternity. That's where it gets formed for perpetuity. So as we go through our Shemoneh Esrei, realize that where we're meant to put our efforts is in the end of each bracha. It's not to the exclusion of anything else. But if we have to prioritize, that's why we prioritize. Hashem should bless us that we're able to have kavana in all that we do.